Thanks for having me.
Now, the president later today, I think 3 o'clock this afternoon, is going to have some things to say about getting kids back in school in the fall. A quick question, and I ask this knowing your libertarian persuasion here. Why do I care what the president has to say about Clark County schools? Why, for that matter, do I care what Senator Rand Paul has to say about the schools in Athens?
Good point. I really think that, you know, schools have always been decentralized. The taxes are local, have predominantly been local, and the control's local. So really, you're right. You should make your own decisions in every county. And one size fits all from Washington is a mistake, and I've said that all along. You know, with New York, they had a big pandemic. For most of the rest of rural United States, we didn't have much going on. And even now, while we have a lot of activity with people getting it, we don't have an increase in death rate. And if the death rate's not going up, what's really happening is we're gaining immunity. And there's actually a positive aspect to gaining immunity if the death rate doesn't go up. But you're right. Decisions should be made local on when you go to school.
Now, you're a doctor in addition to being a senator, so I can ask you this and get some expertise here. I'm just some chucklehead on the radio here. But you alluded to my intuition, if nothing else here, that we see more people getting it. My understanding of coronaviruses, in plural, we have any number of them, this is how they act. They get more contagious over time, but they become less lethal over time. Should we be surprised at what's happening right now?
No, and even the so-called experts from Washington said we would avoid a big spike, but we would still have a flatter curve, but we might have the same amount of people under the curve, meaning we might have the same amount of deaths. It actually might go on longer, you know, if we did the social distancing early on. So this is continuing, and Fauci is right. This is still part of the first curve. But the thing is, and this is good news, and Fauci doesn't seem to be able to understand how to pronounce good news. The good news is the death rate's not going up, so we're gaining immunity on this. Here's another good news that you won't hear out of Washington. Herd immunity is said to be 60 to 70%, which sounds like, gosh, that's going to be so hard to get to, and tens of millions of people have to get this. The interesting thing, if you look historically at most viruses, they actually do burn out before they get to herd immunity, even before you have vaccines. So my hope is that it might be closer to 20 to 30%. No one knows. In New York City, they're at about 20, 25% immunity. And so maybe there's a possibility that as this spreads and there is this uptick, that we're getting closer and closer to where we can snuff out the virus by having enough immunity in the community.
One more question on the virus here. Are Athens Clark County Commission going to vote tonight to make us wear masks? The University System of Georgia says the folks at UGA are going to wear masks. You were at least a couple of months ago very prominent team no mask. Where are you on that now?
Well, you know, I have immunity. I've already had the disease, so I can't catch it or give it to anybody. And it's sort of an insult to those of us who have gotten through the disease, and there are now millions of us. You know, there's a couple million just in New York City. We're going to make people engage in the theater of protecting people when they can't catch it or give it. Right now, millions of Americans have already had it. They don't need to wear a mask. The other thing is if you're a young person, you got like a one chance in a million of dying. It's your decision. This is a free country, or it used to be. Let every individual make a decision. But if you're over 80 or over 70 and you've been sick and have illnesses, you need to stay the heck away from crowds. You probably want to wear a mask if you go out. But the thing is we shouldn't shut down the whole country and make the whole country wear masks because a few people are vulnerable. The contact tracing shows that kids rarely transmit this. They've looked at this in China, the Netherlands, Britain, and Iceland, 4 country studies, and they actually didn't show any transmission between kids and adults. But I think at the very least we can say it's rare. And so we're all wearing masks just because somebody wants us to wear masks. The science is not necessarily there.
Senator Rand Paul, quickly, about a minute left here, going to be in Gainesville on Saturday, the Hall County Republican Party meeting, 11 o'clock Saturday morning, Longwood Park, Pearl Nix Parkway in Gainesville, with State Rep Matt Gertler, who's in that August 11th runoff with Athens gun shop owner Andrew Clyde. I gather you're putting your thumb on the scale on this one for Representative Gertler. Why?
You know, I really like Matt Gertler. I think he's a Republican who will stand up even when Republican bosses tell him he has to vote for the spending. He has the guts to vote no. I need that help in Washington. The problem's not just Democrats in Washington. The problem is big spending Republicans. And I think Matt Gertler has the competence and the character that when the party bosses say, oh, we're going to rack up the deficit and we're going to borrow trillions more from China, I think Matt Gertler will vote no. So I'm not supporting many candidates. I'm only supporting the hardcore those who will stand up to both sides against spending and deficit. I think he'll also end the war, help President Trump end the war in Afghanistan, and I need help on that front too. But I'll be there at Longwood Park at 11 a.m. on Saturday, and we're looking forward to seeing anybody that wants to come out.
But, U.S. Senator, Kentucky Republican, Rand Paul. Rand Paul, thanks so much for your time this morning.
Thanks, Tim.